Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we are going to talk about, oh my God, just helping kids, and let's do it. We've got to do this. And a repeat offender, I should say, Jeffrey Zitkoff, he's coming back to hang out with me, and I appreciate it, but it's for a great reason, and I love everything he does. And the doors of change, and we are just going to delve into that, and you guys are going to find out all about it and how you can help too, hopefully, right? Right, Jeffrey? So anyway, let's welcome to the show founder, president, Jeffrey Zitkoff, and he is from Doors of Change, and they are a teen, I don't even want to say charity. What would you say, Jeffrey?
Doors of Change is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that has been working to get homeless youth off the streets for the last 22 and a half years.
Yes. 22. My God, I didn't know it was that long. Because you were on the show last year. That's why I called you a repeat offender. But
yes.
But I love speaking with you, and I'm so glad we're here tonight, and especially to talk about this. So now, if I remember... Weren't you, how this all started was you were a photographer and you were seeing kids on the street, and it just like, is that what started all of this?
No, actually, I actually went on outreach one night. I heard about there were homeless youth in our community. I never knew that there were, but someone said you should go out and just check and see how they get kids off the streets. So I spent one night on outreach in Mission Beach in San Diego, and that night literally changed my life. And I made a commitment that evening that I've got to help these kids, because people have no idea there's so many homeless youth in America today. There's 4.2 million youth that are on the streets. And people always ask me, you know, Joanne, why are these kids on the streets? You know, these are 17 to 25-year-olds that we work with, the transitional age youth, which are the most underserved of the entire homeless population. However, if you give them a little hand up, they will break the cycle of homelessness more than any other age group out there. So that's why when people think, you know, what do I want to do to help people? You're going to have more potential to make a difference by helping these youth between 17 and 25, because they've not been on the streets that long. They're not so mentally ill. They're not addicted as much as some of the, you know, the homeless vets, the homeless seniors, the homeless families that have been on the streets for a long time. And so that's why we really are excited. We've helped 2,800 homeless youth get off the streets, become self-sufficient, and be role models for other youth to follow.
Well, thank God. I mean, because 22 years ago, it couldn't – what a difference looking now. I mean, when's the last outreach you've done for yourself just to see what's going on recently?
I've been doing outreach myself for 22 years. I always do it because, to me, it's the backbone of helping these kids get off the streets. You have to be – you know, you have to be in it firsthand, and so I've been in outreach several times in the last 6 months, and you know, I love it because when you find a kid and they will see through you very quickly if you're BSing them. But if you really want to help them, and they don't trust anybody, by the way, Joanne, that's why it's so hard to trust these youth.
How can they trust anybody? That's how they wound up homeless, because of what's going on in homes, and it's just crazy.
Exactly.
How could you not love your kid?
The thing is, the reason that these kids are on the streets, 60% of them come from such abusive situations in their home. They get beaten, physically molested, you know, raped, et cetera. It's more safe being on the streets than their home. Or if they're LGBTQ plus, 40% of the youth that are homeless in America today are kicked down the streets because their parents say, get out of my house, you're gay, and they kick them out. So these kids do not want to be homeless. They're not homeless by choice, but once they're on the streets, they're in survival mode. They've got to do whatever they can to be able to live out there, and they don't trust anybody.
No, well, of course not. I mean, how could you, you know? I mean, my God. I mean, especially, I got to ask you, the reason I said, have you recently done outreach? I didn't know if you were still doing them personally, which is great that you do. That just makes you want to do it even more. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, you know. So now, let me ask you something. This is just dawning on me, because when you were talking, it's like, but yet they want to ban abortion. Listen, you do what you want with your body. That's all I care. But look at these kids that were brought into this world, to these families, and for what? For what? To destroy their lives. To destroy their lives. I mean, anyway, nothing against these kids. It was not their choice to be born, but, you know, but people who shouldn't have had kids had these kids, you know. And helping them now will avoid seeing that elderly homeless person that you see on the street now. I mean, because if you don't get out of it now, that's your life.
Exactly. And really, we are experts in building trust quickly with these youth. We have now, in the last 2 years alone, helped 688 homeless youth get housing and go into self-sufficiency in the last 2 years alone, 849 in the last 3 years. So we are actively getting many, many youth off the streets because we build trust very quickly with them. And once we do, our case managers are phenomenal. They do in-depth case management, wraparound services, so they get them all the resources they need, and they handhold them through resume writing, job interview skills, how to get dressed up for a job interview, all the things that their parents should have taught them that they don't. They become like basically advocates for these kids, like they're almost like their second parent.
Right. Wow. And now, how'd the concert go last year? I know when we talked, you came on to talk about that concert. How'd it go?
Yes.
I bet it was great.
Yes, we have been doing concerts for 22 years, and that's really our main fundraiser, because we figure if we can get people to go to a concert, they love music, we can actually educate them about the homeless youth issue at the same time, because we always have at least one youth, sometimes two, will speak at our concert. And we have about 1,500 people every year. And, you know, we're blessed that every year that we have great bands that people want to see it, but they're also going 100% of their ticket price will go to get homeless kids off the streets. 100% you win, because we have so many sponsors that underwrite the whole night that literally every dollar of the ticket price will go to get kids off the streets, and that's pretty powerful.
Oh, my God. My God. Oh, what I was – another thing I wanted to ask you before I forget. I'm sorry. It just came to me when you were talking, too, and we brought up the whole – do you notice that the kids that are out there now, are they from Southern families or Midwest families?
That's a great question. They're literally
hang on.
The country.
Oh, forget it. Guess who was calling me? Guess who was just calling me?
Who?
Harlan.
Yeah?
Mr. Ball. Yeah. Probably checking to see if we're on the air. Anyway, he's a good egg. I love him.
He's an angel. You know, we have kids from all over the country that we see, because they can live outside all year round here. They can't, and, you know, in Philadelphia, Buffalo, New York, where I'm from, Washington, D.C., et cetera, Chicago, it's too cold. So they come out west. And they can sleep all year round out here a lot easier.
Right.
And so we see kids, even though, you know, they say, well, listen, this organization is in San Diego, California. Why should I help them? Because we see kids from all over the country here. And we're getting results, and we're showing other communities how to do what we're doing. We're mentoring other communities to do the way we're doing it, because it's working. And, you know, people, when they realize that their donation, it really does save a kid's life. Because it's a lot better for the society to get these kids off the streets before they're the 30, 40, 50-year-old people that are on the streets forever. And they can break the cycle. We've got many, many success stories. If I can share one or two of them, I think it's important that your listeners
I
hear about
to ask
them.
You, I wanted to ask you how the doctor's doing, the young girl who became the doctor.
Yep, let me tell you about her.
Please.
Well, yes, Justine was homeless from 12 to 16 years old because her mother was an alcoholic. Mm. Her mom's boyfriend used to beat her up, drag her by the hair, and then he started taking her clothes off. At 12 years old, and she said, I'm getting the hell out of here. And she left at 12, shaved her head, put a big, you know, coat on, so a trench coat on, so she looked like a guy, and she literally was in a gang for 4 years. It was safer than living in her mother's home. And she, you know, learned how to make jewelry from our organization. We took her in. She was in the shelter. But she really was so depressed when I first met her, she wouldn't even look at me. And so the good thing is that she learned a skill to be, you know, to learn how to make jewelry. And that she literally went and sold her jewelry for the past 15 years. And she went through college. She put herself through college, went magna cum laude at University of Santa Barbara. And then she went to law school. And she literally just graduated law school. So she's a graduate of law school.
Wow. Wow. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for her for wanting to leave, too, and not staying in that situation. I'd rather see somebody out there seeking help than being abused at home, honestly, until they get help. You know, I'd rather see that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the numbers, like you said, have just gone through the roof because everybody hates everybody now. So, you know, and especially, like you said, if they're LGBTQ, I mean, they're probably your highest number, no?
Yes. I mean, of the 4.2 million youth that are homeless in America today, at least 40% nationally are LGBTQ+. And there's homeless kids in every community in the country today. Every major city has homeless kids. You might not see them. They look like normal kids, but they're homeless. They're very proud, and they don't want people to know that they're homeless. But they're living in their cars, they're couch surfing, or they're on the streets.
Right.
And, you know, we have found that if you, again, gain their trust quickly, we are very – when they call us, we basically, up until 9 in the evening, we answer the phone, and they get quick response. We get with them the next day, meet with them. Whatever they need, we go through an evaluation with them and find out what they need, because every kid is different. But we suggest different things that might help them, and the more that they – you know, we suggest it and they try and it works, the more they say, I'll try it. You know, I want to go into housing. And we get them into housing and just, you know, teach them the skills to be self-sufficient. Get them trade jobs. You know, get them a job. Teach them how to do interviews, how to dress properly for work, for et cetera, which they've never been taught by their parents.
Right.
You know, these kids really become role models to give hope to other youth that, hey, I can get off the streets. If Justine's done it, if Matthew's done it, if Tyler's done it, if Clarence has done it, Joseph's done it, I might be able to do this. And so they really give these kids hope that they can break the cycle. And so, you know, if someone's listening and if you're touched and you say, listen, I had no idea there's this many kids in America that are homeless, and yet we can get them off the streets. It takes a lot of one-on-one. It takes a lot of trust building, but we know how to do it. We've done it. We've helped 2,800 get off the street, so that's a hell of a track record. Now, we just need help. I mean, for instance, we're so busy right now, Joanne, that we actually have to hire a third full-time case manager, which costs $55,000 a year.
Yeah.
For a little grassroots organization that we are, that's a lot of money for us, but we have to do it because if not, we're gonna not see as many kids we can help. And so we're hiring them starting April 1st. Where are we going to get the money? We're just praying that when people hear about what we're doing and see the results we're doing, they'll say, you know something, I'll join your angel team. I'll give $10 a month or $20 a month or whatever. Whatever you can give is appreciative. And that's why they go to doorsofchange.org, our website, and they can look at the videos on there and listen to kids and see the kids speaking, hear their stories, and see the results and say, you know something, I can make a difference.
Can you guys hear how passionate he is? Jeff, you are just so passionate about this, and I love that. I mean, honestly, I mean, I wish I could do more. I really do. And I love that you've got so many celebrities backing it, too. Lucy Arnaz, I love her. She's been on the show. and Anson Williams,
yep.
who's been on the show, and
yep.
you know, I mean, and the musicians that you have at the show. So, oh, let's talk about that. Well, you mentioned the website, Doors of Change. Is there somewhere there people can go and donate on the website there, Jeff?
Yes, you can donate
okay.
on the website at doorsofchange.org. Now, if you're in Southern California or you're going to be in San Diego or around San Diego, on July 27th,
yep.
KC and the Sunshine Band is headlining. They've sold 100 million copies of their album in the 80s. I mean, they're a huge dance group. And
yep.
so you can have a
yep.
fantastic time, and you're helping homeless kids. 100% of your ticket price will go to get kids off the streets. And we do this every year. You can go and actually we sell memorabilia of many famous musicians and people like that that you know are on our website also. They can go and
yep.
check and see what we have. And so these are ways you can help us. But do something. If you don't do something and you're touched by this, if you don't do something, it's not helping at all.
Right. Right. I have to mention something to you. The notice I got to set you up has the concert as July 17th. Is it the 17th
no,
or the 27th?
July 27th.
Oh, I got to fix that on my post. Oh, my goodness.
Please.
It's
July 27th.
Yeah, let Harlan know.
It's sale on the 20th of April. So we're literally a month from the tickets going on sale. And it is going to be phenomenal. And the kids will speak at it. I was just with the kid, Brandon, that is going to be speaking at the concert. I had lunch with him yesterday. And this kid is a motivated kid, and he just wants to help. And, you know, he's got three little kids from two years of age and down. And he's motivated to help his family. And he was in a situation that a family, you know, abusive situation, they had to leave. And, you know, these are the kind of kids that we work with and that we help. And I'm just so appreciative of you getting the word out. You know, Billy Joel, I know that you're in the New York area. He was
yeah.
the first angel that trusted me and started signing keyboards for us 22 years ago. And
which you can get on the website. You get a signed one on the website.
Yeah, we got them on the website. And
yep.
we got stuff for sale. And, you know, Billy Joel, thank God for him because – he told Elton John about what he did, and Elton said,
mm-hmm.
I want to help also. So between Billy Joel and Elton John signing the first 4 months when I started this 22 years ago, that gave credibility that other musicians would think, you know something, I can trust this organization. If Elton John and Billy Joel trust them, they must be okay. And because of that, the Rolling Stones, Carlos Santana, Tony Bennett, all these wonderful musicians
yeah.
have signed memorabilia. Anson Williams and Lucy Arnaz have been tremendous spokespeople for us in the last year
yeah.
and a half. And we just are so blessed because, again, they add credibility to our organization that this is something that you can trust. Because trust is very difficult today to trust any organization, any nonprofit. You don't know what the money's, you know, going on, but you can
right.
see with us every year you'll see the kids grow and change, and that's why you know that your donations, they truly are saving lives.
Absolutely. Speaking of trust, how do you get the kids to trust you so much that they
do
want to be with
you? I think, number one, it's the immediacy of us. When they call us, and they call us every day, we answer the phone. I got three calls today. And I referred them immediately to our case manager, Nicole, and Nicole called them, and we asked them, can we assess you so we can find out what we can do to help you? And they give us the permission to assess them. And when we say we're going to do something, we follow through with it. We very quickly, if they need bus passes, they need a computer for school, they need a phone, you know, for telehealth, all these things, we will get to them the next day.
Yeah.
And it's just the immediacy of following up quickly and being consistent with what we say we're going to do, we do it, and handhold them. This is in-depth case management we do, not just, you know, cursory. We literally spend hours with them sometimes. We actually go, if they need to have us go, if they have a thing at the court, they have to go to the court, we will go with them. You know, whatever they need, we will help them with so they can have a life they can be proud of with hard work. These kids, you have to work hard, but if they work hard, they will succeed.
Right. What's the phone number they could call Nicole out so we can get that out there?
So I'll give you Nicole's number, and that's really, you know, I mean, we are so blessed. We have three now. It's starting in April, we have our third case manager
yep.
working with us. So Nicole's
yep.
number is 760-415-0009. 760-415-0009. and you have to be between 17 and 25, the transitional age youth. If they're older, you want to go to an older shelter, to an adult shelter. If someone's, you know, says, you know, I want to get help, but I'm 36 years old, we can't help them. We can only help the age group between 17 and 25, the transitional age kids. That's what we specialize, because they're the most underserved. No one thinks they need help because they're adults. But even though they're 16, 17, 18, they really sometimes act like 13 or 14 year olds because they have not been given the, you know, the skills by their parents.
Mm. What's the youngest homeless child you've seen on the street?
Oh, I see kids 12 years old.
It's a shame. My God.
Yep.
Well, listen, if you guys out there know anybody that needs help or anybody listening that needs help, call Doors of Change. Go to their website, doorsofchange.org, and call Nicole and talk to her. See what, you know, see what, maybe whatever you're going through anyway. You see what I'm sure, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Nicole will help them either way. Either way, if you don't need housing or whatever, you need help, something, Nicole will talk to you.
Well, we need people to call Nicole that are homeless between 17 and 25 that want to get help.
Right.
And so if you're not 17 and 25, please don't call her because she's busy as hell. She wants to help these kids. And we want to make sure that we keep the lines open for that age group. But one way that people can help, and I'll share this with you, we trademarked the name Angel Team. The California Angels gave us permission to trademark Angel Team, which our lawyer almost fell off his chair because they had never done this before. But because it has to do with homeless youth, they said, we'll give you the name. And so for $18 a month, someone could be take out of their credit card, $18 a month, you'll be an Angel Team member. And that's not a huge amount of money. You know, that's two Starbucks, you know?
Right.
But that will do, what that'll do is we have 1,000 people giving $18 a month that allow us to pay for this case manager that's starting on April 1st.
Well, yeah, you got to pay everybody. So, I mean, you need a lot more than that, you know?
Yes, but it makes a difference that people, you know, and people are going through tough times today, but they can usually afford $18 a month to help someone else, especially that wants to help themselves once they trust it to get off the streets.
Right.
Doorsofchange.org, and there's a lot of wonderful videos on there. You'll see stuff that's very powerful. You'll see the musicians that are with us. We've been blessed to have extremely many, many tremendous musicians. The Rolling Stones gave us two of their Stratocasters signed. We raised $62,000 on that. You know, Billy Joel signed 7 keyboards for us.
Nice.
Elton John signed 3 keyboards for us. We are so blessed that they trusted us. And I just appreciate people, if they're listening to this, Joanne, and they're touched by what they hear, please take action. Please take action, because if you don't, who else is going to?
Exactly. I know. So now the concert's July 27th, 7:30 p.m., but I don't know where. It doesn't give me the location.
It's at UCSD, our university in San Diego, one of our universities. UCSD, a famous university, has a new amphitheater. It's called the Epstein Family Amphitheater, and it's a fantastic outdoor amphitheater. So it's safe for people to be outside. You know, it's fresh. It's wonderful. And all this stuff is on our website at doorsofchange.org. We go on sale on ticket sales. Now, we have a pre-sale on the 13th, which, because you heard me on there, you can get tickets a week earlier so you get better seats before the general public gets them. All right?
Oh, there
you go. So go to our website on April 13th. We have pre-sale, and the regular tickets go on sale on the 20th. But you can have my permission to go on there and get tickets a week earlier so you can get the better seats.
There you go, folks. There you go. I wish I was out there. I'd definitely go. Who else is going to be there besides KC and the Sunshine Man?
Two of our homeless kids are going to be speaking. They're going to be playing for about 2 hours, and so they didn't want any opener. They wanted to have all the energy for their group, and we'll give it to them because it's going to be so much fun. We're literally going to be dancing for 2 hours.
Oh, I would love to see KC and the Sunshine Band. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I'd love to see them.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
Yep. And 100% of the ticket sales go directly to Doors of Change. I mean, Jeffrey, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. It's amazing. And thank God you do, and your whole staff, everybody out there. Now, I know you go, you help people well, from everywhere, but you've got L.A., Chicago, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., San Diego. I mean, is there actual locations where?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
We
so
only
just...
have our location. We just are in San Diego. However, I've mentored Chicago. I've mentored Buffalo and Philadelphia. I mean, we have a successful program. And if someone is in a certain city that is dealing with homeless kids, they can contact me, and we'll share with them for free what we do. It works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have them do it in their community because we want to help as many kids as we can.
Right. That's well. Now, do you have to be homeless for a while, or can you be home and be considering leaving home and call
you? Well, you have to be homeless, or you have to be from a dysfunctional family that you have to get out of the house. That it's
right,
not safe
right.
to be at house. Then
right,
you know. Then
right.
yes, you can contact us and we'll help you. If it's unsafe for you to be in your house, then you're one day away from being homeless.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, oh, man. Well,
you know,
the good thing is
that we are getting results. These kids, if you give them a hand up, Joanne, these kids, they really can succeed. I mean, Tyler, when I met Tyler, he was sleeping under the Imperial Beach Pier from 12 years old to 16, the same age group that Justine was, because his mom was a meth addict. She loved him, but she was an addict. And she went through all of her money. He was on the streets under the bridge for 4 years. And he was such a hard worker and he was so motivated that we bought him a guard card. He wanted to be a security guard. Mm. And he literally worked his way up. From 18 years old, he worked his way up. He was the youngest supervisor ever for Elite Security, which does the Padres, you know, baseball. They did the Chargers before. They're the largest in San Diego security, you know, company. And he worked his way up to the point where he was honored at Petco Park in front of 25,000 people for Employee of the Year.
Wow.
And I was on the field with him crying. And I'll tell you something to see how much. And now he works for AMR, which is an ambulance. Emergency ambulance, national company. He's a big supervisor with them now.
Wow. Good for him. And
thank you to you. Tyler is a role model.
Right. What, do they still stay with you and come around and talk to the kids too?
They sure do. Whenever I ask them to speak, whether it's an event or, I have many speaking engagements that I do every year. Whenever I call them, they rarely ever say no except if they're working. If they're working, I'd rather have them work. But if they're not working, they're always open to helping because they want to help other homeless kids get off the streets. Just like
exactly.
the help that they were given, they want to give it back to someone else.
Right. Oh, man, amazing stories for sure. And just beautiful what you do. It really is, Jeff. I mean, my goodness. I wish I could go to the concert, too. I can't, so.
Listen, hopefully if people are listening to this in Southern California, or you'll be in Southern California at the end of July, please come to the concert. And if you do, come up and say hello to me. I'm going to be in the tux. And come up and say, I heard you on Joanne's interview, and I'm here to support these kids. I guarantee you, you'll never forget this night, because when the kids speak, you get goosebumps listening to their talk. And then Casey is going to just take it home, and it's going to be amazing, the concert that we're going to do. But most importantly, you're making a difference, you're having fun, and you're supporting these kids so that they know that they have people that care about them.
Right.
Doorsofchange.org. Doors is plural. Doorsofchange.org. I'm just so appreciative of your, helping us get the word out.
Oh, please. Anything to do with kids, I'm all for it. That's for sure. And my God, you gave your life to this, which is, and when you speak, you are just so passionate about it. And I can tell because, what's more invigorating than saving a life, right?
That's right.
My goodness.
That's right. When you see these kids, how they've changed their lives around, and like the kid I met for lunch yesterday, and he's got three kids, and, we talked about what do you want to do, what's your passion. He wants to be a trucker. I said, great. You can make a lot of money being a trucker, So Brandon's going to go to – he's already done trucking several years ago. He's going to do it again, and he really wants to do that. And good for him, because you need to think of a game plan, what you want to do to make enough money to be able to be safe, secure, so you're not going to be on the streets.
Right, right. Well, he's thinking ahead, and you guys got him, so that's great. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Doorsofchange.org, guys, anything you can do to help. If you want to be an Angel Team member, you could go also to the website to see their memorabilia signed by musicians that you could purchase to help these kids. And the concert, July 27th, pre-sale, April 13th, and Jeff will be in a tux. And then April 20th, that's when they go fully on sale.
Yeah,
so,
but get them on pre-sale so you get the best seats.
Yep, yep. The best seats in the house.
By the way, if someone says, I don't have a lot of money, we have lawn seats for $52.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So I think the seats range from $88 to like $112. So we're not talking about a huge amount of money.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great price, my goodness. And it's going to a good cause, so there you go. Well, Jeff, I just love having you on. Please come back anytime when you want to talk about more about Doors of Change and anything I can do to help, please let us know. And
really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, sir, always. And I'm so happy for what you do. And without you, what would we do? What would these kids do, you know?
Well, without caring people in our country, that's how we've succeeded, because they've heard our story, they've seen the results, and they say, I want to help. And without their help, we couldn't do what we do without people making donations, because, you know, you got to pay these professionals that work, the case managers, the program directors.
Yeah.
These people are phenomenal. And it's hard work, but they love it and they're motivated. So
Nice. Please
take a stand, be an Angel Team member, and, you know, $18 a month or more. You might say, I can afford $25 a month, whatever. Whatever
Nice. You
can do, or go to the concert and come up to say hello to me.
Yes, absolutely. He'll be in the tux.
Yep. Once a year.
Well, Jeff, thank you so, so much. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Everybody, doorsofchange.org, Jeffrey Sitkob, the founder and president. He's been started 22 years ago and going strong, and let's hope he never stops, because, unfortunately, there are more than we could count homeless kids out there, and unfortunately, there's going to be more. And it's thank God for Doors of Change, and thank you, Jeffrey, for everything you guys do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on, and I hope and pray that we have some angels out there that want to make a difference.
Yes, sir. You got it. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeffrey Sitkob, president and founder. Well, he's really the founder and president of Doors of Change. And, again, doorsofchange.org. So, Jeffrey, thank you so much. Take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a good
appreciate
night.
Your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, thank God for people that can – I mean, he's dedicated his life to that. I mean, you've got to dedicate yourself to that. I mean, that's I don't know if I could do it, to be around kids watching them suffer like that, but he's just an amazing person. So I actually was thinking about that, about puppies today, believe it or not. It's like I'd love to be like a shelter or something, or even like a foster parent. I don't know if I could do it, because I wouldn't want to give it away, you know, and you have to just when you start, you've got to just, that's it. And, you know, and I don't have the heart to see suffering, you know, I don't know, whatever, but that's me. But anyway, Jeffrey is amazing. Again, 22 years helping these kids get off the streets. And I agree with him that they're probably over. I meant to say that to him too, but we went on to something else that, you know, the West got to be getting slammed with homeless, because, I mean, when I worked in the city, I saw a lot of homeless. I no longer travel to the city. So when I worked there, I mean, the number of homeless I would see, and I think to myself, and this in the dead of winter, I'd say, my God, thank you for not being homeless. But if I ever was, I would have to I'd have to take myself somewhere and be homeless in a warmer climate. I don't know how these people do it. I don't know how they live their lives like this. It's a shame. No one should be homeless. So, but if you are homeless between the ages of 17 and 25, there is help for you out there. And if you know someone who is homeless between 17 and 25 years of age, Doors of Change is there for you. So spread the word. And again, if you can help with anything to put towards Doors of Change so that they can, you know, get some funds in there. And if you love Casey and the Sunshine Band, I'd love to see them. Casey, he's I can't believe he's still, he's been playing out. I've been seeing the shows. I've been missing them though. But, I mean, what a good time. And if you're out on the West Coast in July 27th, and you can go to that show, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, go to doorsofchange.org and do anything you can. And if you're into memorabilia, music memorabilia, they have autographed instruments and gold records on there from, like, your favorite artists. I mean, Bruce is up there, Billy Joel, as you mentioned. I mean, he's got tons of stuff. So if you purchase one of those, I mean, it goes right to this, whatever they need, everything. They need everything. So whatever monies are donated goes to everything they need to put it towards, and they need a lot. So most charities do. But anyway, thanks again, Jeff, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. It really was. And he remembered being on the show, so, and I remembered him. As I remember, he was a huge photographer. He loved to do photography, and I couldn't remember if that's how he started this or not, but I remember him saying he was a photographer. But we don't have anything scheduled yet for coming guests, but I'm going to get you somebody, I promise. Kind of coming back slowly. I was I was all gung-ho, and I pooped out. I got just all the steam came out of me. I got that rush of excitement, like, here we go. And I don't know, I'm getting too caught up in what's going on, and I need to get away from that. But I'm talking about the world right now. There'd be a lot less homeless if we weren't crazy right now. But I don't know. I guess I care too much, because it's driving me crazy watching what's going on. So what are we going to close with tonight? I have to upload some new songs. I got to get some new guests on for music. I like to play their music after they've come on. You know what? I've been thinking of my good friend, Mr. Larry Chance, from Larry Chance and the Earls. And he did a remake. With Billy Vera of Stand By Me. And I love this version. It's really good. It's like jazzy in a way. And, you know, we all need to have somebody stand by us. And thank God that there's Doors of Change to stand by these kids. So, Jeffrey Sitkoff, thank you so much again. doorsofchange.org. Anything you can give, folks, go check out the website. If you're on the West Coast on July 27th, go check out the show, Casey and the Sunshine Band, at the UCD, the UCD Epitheater Family, I don't know what it is, the UCD something Family Theater. Sorry, guys, I can't read my own handwriting. But, yeah, anything else. So take care. Thank you again. And we'll see you soon. Have a good night. And what is it? Wednesday. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
When the night has come, oh, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, come on and stand by me. And if the sky we look upon should tumble.